This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got Pat McDaniel with us today. Pat, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Derek. Great to be on.
Tell me about the fundamental attribution error.
Well, the fundamental attribution error is just the definition is we tend to overemphasize personality-based explanations for behavior observed in others while underemphasizing the role and power of a situational influence on the same behavior. So we're basically, as I say in the infographic, you know, you screwed up because you're an idiot. So I look at it as though there's something wrong with you and your personality, your abilities. But when I screw up, it's because of these circumstances and these things that were beyond my control. So we tend to downplay anything that relates to us. It's not my fault and this, here's all my circumstances. But we rarely take other people's, don't give us excuses. And, you know, you should have not. Yeah. We're just hypocrites. It's really what comes
to. Yeah, wow. So, and then you talk about physical as well. You've got a graph dedicated to the physical.
Oh yeah, yeah, and I think we're all starting to realize that don't make decisions when you're under stress. Do certain things to try to get yourself into a more neutral place, if at all possible, before making a decision. Try not to make decisions when you're fatigued. There's just a lot of really interesting studies where they were trying to figure out how world-class athletes made decisions, because you know at some point in a game, you know, like if you're a soccer player, you hit the wall of fatigue, and do you start making dumb decisions because now you're fatigued, and so you make the kick when in fact that was a poor decision. And ultimately, fatigue is a very significant issue when it comes to making decisions. So, you know, decision fatigue is a big one. Where I guess all of us have had this experience where certain days you've just had a lot of work and a lot of things. Your brain's working hard. You're making lots of decisions. It just wears you down, and at some point you start realizing, if you look back, you'd realize you're making poor decisions. So at some point you just need to take a break and step back a little bit, regain a little bit of endurance, and then keep moving.
You talk about the fatigue. That's great information. Thanks for sharing that. But you talk about fatigue, emotional or stress factors, how it can often increase our desire for a higher payoff or higher risk options. I find that really interesting, the physical fatigue or hunger effects. Walk me through a few of those.
Well, all right. So, and it differs from men and women, and also from person to person. So this is part of what you have to know about yourself. So they've studied this pretty extensively, where if you're at a place where you're stressed or you're fatigued, you start to get into the what the hell attitude, you know? Oh, what the hell, double or nothing, let's just do it. Because, you know, it seems like the quickest way to get a win is if I can just double my money, I'll get out of debt. And of course, you get, you know, into a worse situation there. And so a lot of times we have to recognize that whenever, there's not much good that comes out of being fatigued or stressed, as far as the cortisol levels floating through your system and all that. So, you know, if you understand ahead of time that I'm hungry, I'm tired, I'm under a lot of stress or whatever, don't make decisions that really deal with risk, because you will perceive the risk to be, you know, not nearly as significant as it is, because you're thinking, oh yeah, there's something in your brain that just triggers that sense of, yeah, that's no big deal. When in fact, it's just your brain wanting to resolve things one way or the other.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.